Alright, just allow yourself to be as lazy as you want to be, listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, concentrating for a few moments on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily, just as though you were sound asleep, or pretending to be sound asleep. And imagining, perhaps, just how comfortable you might look while you're relaxing there in the chair or your bed, using the power of your mind to see yourself in your mind's eye, and then using the power of your mind to do whatever has to happen to make you look even more relaxed, and still thinking about your breathing, making quite sure that each breath and lasts the same length of time as the last breath in, and each breath outwards lasts the same length of time as the last breath out, even though each breath in will probably be slightly shorter than each breath out. And while you're thinking about your breathing, noticing, perhaps, the weight of your head against the back of the chair or your bed, and still listening quietly to the sound of my voice. And while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice, it may be that you'll become aware that you've forgotten to think about your breathing. But that's alright, you can just simply start thinking about your breathing again while you're listening quietly to the sound of my voice and what I'm saying to you here. And in psychology, there's a rule called 7 plus or minus 2. And that means that most people can think of 7 things all at once, plus or minus 2. So you should be able to think of at least 5 things all at the same time. The sound of my voice, the steadiness of your breathing, the weight of your head against the back of the chair or your bed, and how you might look from the outside. And that's 4 things. So you can think of those 4 things while you're listening to the sound of the music I'm playing in the background. So that's 5 things now. And I wonder if you can think about those 5 things and then at the same time notice the way your feet feel on the footrest of the chair or on your bed, and perhaps how your arms feel. And that's 7 things now. The sound of my voice, the weight of your head against the back of the chair or your bed, the music playing in the background, the way you look while you're relaxing, and your breathing, and your arms, and your feet on the footrest. And I wonder if you can now add an 8th thing into all of that. I wonder if your mind is powerful enough to think of 7 plus 1 things, adding in, perhaps, an awareness of the temperature of the room, and then just testing to see whether you can add yet another input to your senses, so that you're thinking of 9 things all at once. That's 7 plus 2, thinking about all those 8 inputs to your senses, and then maybe adding an awareness of the way your eyes feel while you're thinking about all those other things, the weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet on the footrest, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel, the weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet on the footrest, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And of course, when anybody thinks of all these things, what they are really doing is scanning round them one after the other, very quickly. So quickly, it feels as if you're thinking of them all at once. And in the world of computers, that would be called time sharing. Sharing your available resources between the different tasks you are attempting to perform all at once. And that's why some people can think of only five things, because it's the limit of their memory, while others can actually think of nine things. And I wonder how well your memory is working as you struggle to remember those nine things. The weight of your head, your breathing, the music in the background, how you look from the outside, the temperature of the room, your feet on the footrest, your arms, the sound of my voice, and how your eyes feel. And now you can think how good it will feel when you simply allow yourself to think of only the most important thing of all, concentrating all your energies onto that one most important thing of all, which is going to be so easy to think of. Now that you are going to allow yourself to think of only one thing instead of nine, and that one thing is how good it feels to think of only one thing, thinking how relaxed you can be now, that you're only thinking of how relaxed you might like to be, relaxing in your mind and in your body. No need to think anything at all, really. No need to do anything. Nobody wanting anything and nobody expecting anything. And absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax.
I'm going to start off by relaxing you. So I'd like you to imagine a fog. This is the most peaceful fog ever to exist. I know it is hard to visualize fog, but you don't have to. Because the thing about fog is it tends to slow us down, blind our perceptions, or even warp and twist them. So really, imagining a fog is like not imagining anything. And that's a little hypnotic, isn't it? Feel that fog slowly forming. That fog, it wants into your brain. It wants to fog your perceptions. The more you resist, the harder it gets. You may not think you are affected, but that is what makes fog so insidious. It is everywhere, even in small amounts, and it can slip into your brain. So slowly, you can't begin to notice it happens to you. You just can't begin to notice it. And it can still be there in your thoughts. The concept of it lurking, just the thought of that fog. And it is so sneaky, so insidious. You wouldn't think a simple idea of fog could hypnotize you. Oh no. But that's just it. It wants you to think that, so you can continue to be tricked into sinking, tricked into slipping down into a trance. Because this fog is so undetectable by your thoughts. It's barely there, barely visible to your mind. And yet, something so invisible can easily sneak around your head, go where it wants to go, and begin to influence you. It's the nature of this fog, after all, to be sneaky, to get inside your little head, to make you feel small or confused, to make you unable to track it. And while you are so busy trying to figure out what is this fog doing to me, it's able to get all the time it needs to spread itself through the parts of your mind you are not paying attention to. And every time you pay attention to one part of your mind, It sneaks around to the part of your mind you had to stop looking at, because we cannot see all of our mind at once. And that is how this fog is able to sneak around in your mind, unnoticed by you. And if I count down, you may not even believe it will do anything to you. You may not even feel anything. But that is the beauty of this fog. It doesn't want you to feel it. It just wants you to sink. And you will find eventually, you are dragged into trance. Because this entire time I've been speaking to you, I have been weaving the concept of this fog into your thoughts, distracting you from fighting it. Well, really, when I first spoke of it, it was already there, in your mind. It has been in your mind ever since the first time you ever saw fog. And I am giving it more power over you now, the power to drop you. So from now on, whenever I say foggy minds can't think, you'll feel this insidious fog sneaking around in your head, slowly and quietly turning off all the different parts of your mind that you aren't looking at. And you know already you can only see parts of your mind which are turned on. So you can't somehow tell which ones are off already. It's undetectable. The process of dropping like this, it's just too sneaky. And yet it still begins to take you under. Every time I say foggy minds can't think. And now if I count from 10 to 0, you will learn the truth, that I have not lied to you, only tricked you into accepting the concept of this sneaky fog. Oh yes, it's already there, affecting you, before I even count. All this time it's been growing, gaining strength, becoming ready to pounce, and take you deep. It's listening now, waiting for the countdown. It knows your mind. It knows how it can trance you. It knows when it can strike. It knows how to be sneaky, how to drop you so deep. So now when I count, your conscious mind already distracted so much that it has no room to fight this fog, which is running in the unconscious part of you. 10. Feeling the fog drag you under, but it doesn't want you to feel it, so you can ignore it. That's fine. Ignore it. Fight it. All the better. The more you fight, the deeper you are pulled, because the parts of you that are busy resisting are not paying attention enough to the parts of you that have already given in. And each time part of you resists, another part of you that you cannot pay attention to gives in and is taken by the fog. Taken while vulnerable and unguarded by your conscious self. How does this feel? 9. The fog getting stronger. 8. My words giving it power. 7. The concept sown and woven so deeply in your mind. You can believe you can resist all you want. That belief, that failure to acknowledge consciously you are being hypnotized, only gives the fog an edge over you. 6. Because it can act assuming you aren't believing. 5. The fog slowly taking you under. It's easier to give in to the fog, isn't it? To let it take you. To just accept your fate. The fog is pulling on your resistance. It's found its way into the core of your mind. It can control the unconscious you. And it listens to me. I want your fog to influence you to drop now. Let's see if it listens. All it takes is a concept. 3. You can feel it happening, but not a ton. Can't you? good. You won't feel it very intensely, because this fog is sneaky. It doesn't want to let you know how it feels. If you knew that you could fight the feeling, but there's not really a feeling, as much as just dropping. So there's nothing you can consciously fight. Isn't that right? 2. Going deeper for me. Letting the fog just have its way with you. It's too hard to fight it. It's already won. Just give up. It's so much better to just accept it. Isn't that right? Good. And now, when I say one, then zero, you will be so deep that you won't be thinking. Your whole mind fogged with my special magical fog. 1. 0. Foggy minds can't think. The fog knows when its words are called. Doesn't it? Can you ever fight the fog? No. Can you ever fight the fog? No. That's right. It's already so deeply into your mind. It was there ever since you knew what fog was. I just gave it more power over you. And that's such a strong concept, isn't it? Now stay deep into trance, because foggy minds can't think. That's right. And just listen and accept everything now. You hear everything I say to you now as truth. Accept what I say. You can't escape it. The fog has you. The fog is forcing you to accept and let what I say be real. Something you've known. That's been part of your thoughts all along. Controlling you. I've made it alive. Your fog obeys the trigger. Say it. My fog can never resist. My fog obeys. Good. First of all, none of these commands can you resist ever. Understand? Yes, you understand. Yes, I understand. Good.
Imagine a warm place in your mind and heart. Feel me sending you there. Losing more and more awareness. Forgetting to think. Nothing to think about now. Comfortable and deep. Happy, blissful, and relaxed. Feel now how I have you, safe and cozy. Deep in hypnosis. Deep in obedience. Lost in my words. Falling deeper into this calm, relaxed, warm place. A nice, warm, comfortable place in your mind. Feeling your thoughts changing. Feel me opening a door in your mind. In your mind, there are many passageways, hallways of thought. Give me the key to influence these things. You are not aware about these things, yet your deep unconscious self is. Give me the key to influence you. There, you have given me the key. I have the key now. You have given me this key. This key symbolizes your trust. Do you want these changes? Of course you do, don't you? Now that I have your key, I am able to change you, shape you. You have completely shed every last concern, every last worry, every last doubt. I have your key, and in this place, there is only obedience. You are empty, a new clean slate for me to shape. Each time I take you deep, you become a clean slate for me to shape, to change more than the last time. Opening up, letting go, opening up, relaxing and obeying. I am placing this key into the hallways of your mind, the thought hallways of your mind. I am turning this key now and taking away all your control. You are helpless now that the key has turned. Controlled. Feel me implanting this deep into you, deep into your very core, deep into your heart and mind. From now on, you will follow each of my suggestions, perfectly without any hesitation. Every time you follow one of my suggestions, you will feel infinite bliss. It will feel like flowers, rainbows, hearts, and stars are filling your thoughts. The idea of all these wonderful particles and decorations, blooming brightly, these images you relate to such deep bliss and happy sensations. Feeling so elated and joyful. Every time you follow one of my suggestions, While you are awake or in a trance, you will feel this joy. This pulsing, almost erotic joy. Being a good girl is the best thing in the world. Obeying and submitting to me is the best thing in the world. You will listen to more of my files to feel this more, but especially this one. Yes, you will. You don't fight it now. You don't resist it now. Feel how you may have had an idea to listen to a file but resisted it. Why did you resist it? If you had the free time, you should have listened. You need more reinforcement, such a good girl now. I have your key. It's okay though, you don't have to worry anymore. Feel a warm hand stroking your cheek. I will take care of you. Just listen to my files. I will make you feel feminine, safe, and girly. Just breathe and relax. Feel my warm arms and raise your helpless mind. Protection. That's right, I am placing a protection around you now. Anything in the real world from now on that makes you uncomfortable will no longer be able to take this girly feeling away. I am placing a girly shield around you. This feminine shield will stop things, anything in the world, from taking away your femininity. Feel me changing your brain. Imagine the sensation now, of being in a crystal-filled cave. It is glowing and beautiful. A crystal-filled cave with pink, blue, yellow, red, orange, and bright green emerald glowing crystals. You are in a small pond, the center. There is a minor round shape, and the crystals brighten. Eventually the cave becomes so illuminated you can no longer see anything, and all you can feel is this multicolored rainbow-like energy filling you. This girly sensation is so powerful, practically orgasmic. You love this feeling. I am filling you with permanent femininity. Feel this sparkling resonance all through your mind and heart. From now on you will act 10 times girlier. This is a sensation you can easily tap into. Whenever you need to, you will feel your mind being permanently locked into feeling girly. More and more. Into feeling feminine. Your heart, locked into feeling girly. Your heart, locked into feeling feminine. Feel your girly emotions open up so deeply. Shifting your whole mindset now, changing to feel more sensation, more emotion. Your world is opening up, transforming, changing. I am using my power over you to change your entire world, your entire self, into a feminine expression. Feel how open, how things flow. Emotions flow so easily through you. Thoughts flow so easily through you. You feel much more delicate, like a flower. You feel much more elated and joyful, like a bubbly happy girl. You feel much more feminine now. Feel the crystals in this gate glow and pulse, constantly glowing and pulsing now. Sending wave after wave of femininity through every last part of your being. Your heart is starting to glow, with girly joy. You can feel a sensation like water flowing through every muscle and joint. It is not water, but it is filling your sleeping trance-eyed body. It is filling you with sensations of femininity. Permanently filling you with sensations of femininity, deep feminine bliss. From now on, you will relate more to images or videos of any feminine movement. You will feel naturally more bubbly and feminine. You will move with your feet and hands, like a girl would. You feel comfortable. Your perception of your whole body is that of a female skin body. From now on, you will close your eyes. You will feel as though you are female. From now on, you will seek out ways to act cuter. From now on, no matter what, you will feel like a girl inside and out. Feeling more and more feminine every day. Imagine saying hi to someone but elongating the vowels. Being happy, waving, and maybe tapping your foot on the ground lightly, feeling feminine bubbly sensations wash across you. Imagine being a girl, literally. Going to a club or dance scene, and just dancing happily, and not caring what anyone thinks, because you know no matter what, you are cute, and feminine, and people will automatically like you more easily. After all, you act so cute. How could they not? It does not go to your head. You are not egotistical. You are becoming softer, more delicate, more emotionally expressive, more open-minded. you are becoming more explorative and more connected to the deep feminine self that lies deep within you. As a result of me turning this key, a permanent irreversible change is now taking place. From now on, and forever, from your head all the way down to your toes, you are constantly being filled more and more constantly every day with girly energy and sensations. Your mindset is quite literally going through a very large shift. No longer ever the same. Changed forever. Imagine your body transforming into your ideal feminine image. Start at the feet. Imagine your feet. Imagine walking down a path. Seeing an image. First you see the feet. It's like a statue. You look up, comparing the statue's feet to your own. You breathe in and out, but your breath is leaving you. Going into the statue's feet. You are switching places with this statue. Your old self-image decaying, making room for a new, much more feminine self-image. Every time you do this, you become more your ideal feminine self. As you look from outside your own body, you feel free. You start to feel a new female body forming, uncontrollably, intensely. It's like you were always meant to be this way and you are and you can now. As the energy pulls and pushes on your mind, you are transformed. Without control of your own body now, I am free to change your mind. As I move you into the statue of your ideal feminine self, your breath moves into it. Breath is like life. The statue is starting to breathe. First, you see the statue, the feet, the hands, the eyes, the neck, the face, the chest, the legs, the long smooth legs, and how even the crotch area is shaped. The back, the form is perfect. It's your perfect ideal feminine self-image. Feel how with each breath you take now, this statue is becoming animated. You are moving into it, and through it. The more the breath moves into this statue, the more it becomes you. Slowly, the statue comes to life. You feel stone hands becoming smooth, silky soft feminine hands. You are noticing now that you are looking down from inside the statue's eyes, a first person perspective. Looking down at the feminine feet, becoming animated and real, seeing each toe. Slowly as the statue turns from stone to flesh, living flesh, you feel suddenly rejuvenated, reawakened. A spark, perhaps one that was missing, is now burning like a hot feminine fire deep within you. The statue's stone peels away, leaving behind a girl. You are this girl. You are able to now wiggle both toes, looking down from a first-person perspective. Seeing yourself move, getting excited. You can dance if you want. Sway your hips, move your hands, feel how your fingers make automatically feminine gestures and shapes. Feel how you can't help but hold your body in a more femininely expressive way. This new feminine self just automatically acts like a girl. You can't help it. You feel extremely feminine. You look down and see your fully formed breasts. You look around, you can see your hands, arms and smooth legs. Isn't it amazing to be this way? Your hair is just perfect. You are naked though. Take some time to walk around, in this crystal cave, as the light dims enough for you to see again. You realize you are back in the cave but as your new female self. Look back, you see a figure. Your old form. The form you don't want. The identity you want to leave behind. Watch as all representations of the form, expressions, thoughts, mannerisms, and feelings you never wanted, crumble away. Your old identity, this old statue you now see is the old you. Your old bodily identity fading away. Your new bodily identity coming into pure, crystal clear focus. You will do anything I ask you. See your new form, obeying every word I say. You have been transformed permanently now into a very good girl. You will still remember everything from your old life. You will still have the personality you once did, but with all the changes you desire. Think about it now, any changes you want done to your personality, anything you want to let go of about yourself that you don't like. See it leaving you, leaving your mind. You are free from those things in this new start. This new body identity. Feel how even in your dreams, you will be this girl now. If you have already picked a name for yourself that will feel like the most true feminine name. If you have not, you will think deeply on it and pick one. You are a girl, you deserve to be happy and live as the girl you want to be, and you will now find, there are no more barriers stopping your transformation. You will begin transforming, physically and mentally every day into a more ideal version of your ideal feminine self both in mind, emotions, and body. Look at yourself now. You see your feminine body in this dreamlike state, in a first-person view. You will stay feeling this way even after you return to your normal waking world. This is a permanent change in self-perception. Furthermore, every single last word you speak will ring with a slightly girly sensation. Even maybe others may not notice it, but any word you type or write or say or think, will have a feminine feeling, tone, sound and sensation associated with it, and it will become more and more undeniably true that you are living already as your ideal feminine self. This is a process which cannot be reversed. That is why every single last day you live from now on, your body will begin feeling different. Perhaps I cannot describe it exactly, but your mind knows what I mean. You will feel purely more and more feminine with each step you take. With each time you place one of your feet onto the ground, you will remember the sensation of placing your girly feet down after this transformation in this dreamlike state, and you will relate the sensation of placing your foot down lightly upon the ground in a feminine graceful way with being transformed completely into a girl. Feel your hair lengthen, feel your breasts take on the perfect shape and sensations. From now on, your voice will further and further feminize and you won't be able to stop it or help it. From now on, you will start to automatically sound how you want to sound when speaking. From now on, even when you shower, or take care of cooking in the bath or shower, you will also feel extremely feminine. Every last droplet of water that hits you will remind you of the feminine shine you carry within you, just like how a single droplet of water can reflect light. You will feel this feminine light filling you so deeply and permanently, and there will be no going back. From now on, whenever you sign your name, whichever name you use, you will instantly feel more feminine and girly and remember this transformation. Every step you take every day, anywhere you go, you will feel you need, want and crave more and more femininity in your life, more feminine self-expression. Even your facial expressions will begin to look more and more like a girl's facial expressions. You will want to be seen as cute. You will strive to do everything you can to embrace your feminine self, and come back to this file more and more if you want more changes. Of course you want more changes though, don't you? Now I am placing the image of your ideal feminine self deep into the core of your mind. Deep into the core of your heart. Take a moment to visualize this girl you are becoming. How are her emotions different from your old ones? How are her thoughts different from your old ones? What does she like to wear? Who are her friends? What does she like to do? Does she giggle a lot and laugh and play, or is she more a shy, quiet type? Or perhaps she is very outgoing but reserved? Or maybe she is super slutty? Is she a goth girl? Or maybe she doesn't have a stereotype? Maybe she likes to read or write, or maybe she just likes relaxing, kicking her legs slightly back and forth while hanging them off a bed or chair, enjoying the peaceful quiet of nature all around her? Who knows? Only you do. But I do know one thing. You will feel more and more feminine. As a little bonus, if you choose to wear any kind of collar or choker at all, it will be one which you will know you will always notice the sensation of around your neck. So if you do, it will cause you to become 10 times more susceptible to my files, and to being this girl. From now on, when you hear females singing in any song, you will instantly feel yourself becoming transformed more and more, from your old self, into this ideal feminine self. Don't you want to live like a girl would? It's so much more easy to do than you realize. Just breathe, and relax now. Breathing in this feminine essence. From this cave, the crystals are still glowing with great force. Sending wave after wave of feminine depth, pleasure, nature, and obedience into you. You are becoming such a submissive good girl as well. You obey every last one of these commands. You might be able to be dominant, or perhaps you have a dominant side, and I respect that. I respect you. Although, in order for my files to work the best on you, you need to become very submissive, obedient, and loyal to my suggestions. You want these changes, don't you? Such a good girl now. Feel yourself changing faster and more rapidly with every last moment that passes by. The feeling of breathing. You can feel your breasts growing. You can feel your clitoris and pussy hole forming. You are forgetting how to feel like anything but a good girl. You are becoming this girl. This is a real transformation and you cannot fight it now. I have turned the key in your mind, the thought key which lets me control you completely. There is no going back. You are simply this way now. You want to behave like a good girl. Here, I will now allow you to imagine the kind of personality you want. Imagine all the different kinds of ways you know girls can act and feel, but imagine actually having a more sensitive feminine heart. You are girly, you are feminine. Your whole world is becoming softer, feminine, deeper. Good girl. Which of these ways of acting, thinking, and feeling is right for you? Or perhaps you need more instructions? You act kind of calm and reserved, maybe a little nervous when talking to someone new, not too nervous though, a little soft, shy, and maybe slightly flirty and curious. You want to give them your attention. You imagine recursively the way it might feel to connect with them emotionally. You feel a small wave in your heart and emotions. You are sensitive and open. Maybe you feel a little small regardless of how your real body feels. You want to talk to them. Suddenly the sensation of their gaze upon you makes you so happy. You are getting some attention. Your heart flutters a bit. Is this someone you could find yourself liking? Your thoughts trail to wondering how you should relate to them. You instantly and uncontrollably smile. You're so happy and girly. Not a pushover though. Do they talk to you nicely? If not, you might not feel these things as much. Imagine being a girl. You're taking a walk. You see some flowers growing wild on the side of the road. Suddenly your heart flutters with excitement. You see the green grass, the light of the trees shines from the sun. Small amounts of sunlight shine through the leaves, the shadows of the leaves cascading a small dance for you upon the sunny ground. The air smells so fresh, like just after rain. You wiggle your body and throw your arms up in the air and smile a lot. The wind blows through the trees a bit harder right when you do that. You feel the weight of your breasts bouncing as you throw your arms up. Your feet feel so light and airy. Your hair billows behind you in the waves. You giggle lightly. You look so cute. You have such a cute feminine body and face. You blow your hair back lightly, but some of it still washes across part of your face, but in such an adorable way. You suddenly feel like you're so cute you just have to get a picture. You are so enthralled with how adorable and girly you look and feel. You take your phone out and prepare a photo. You don't look like your old self at all. You may as well have been born in a different body to different parents in this scene. That is how different you look. You're such a cute girl, and you can look like any age you want. You realize how you look as you snap the photo. You take a look at your phone. On your phone, you see someone you don't fully recognize. But this is you. It's your girly self. Your girly essence. This is the ideal feminine self you created, who you are now trying to become. You will get as close as you can from now on to becoming this girl. Now while you are here, you can feel the clothes you are wearing, perhaps some girly short shorts and a crop top, or perhaps something more comfy, maybe a hoodie, and some punky leggings, or perhaps some ruffly short top, a cute kind, and some sandals showing your feet, and perhaps an anklet on your leg. Perhaps you also have cute fingerless gloves on, or maybe not. Maybe you are wearing some cute girly sporty runners with pink, white, and black and green decor. Perhaps you are wearing something completely different. Well, whatever your style, you know you look super adorable. Are you wearing leggings with a pleated short skirt? Are you wearing a hairband that keeps your hair a certain way? What kind of clothes are you wearing, girl? What's your style? Yes, this is something you have to think about because you're becoming so feminine. You just need to think about what kind of feminine style suits your personality. Did you know you can completely bypass what you were born as? You can completely bypass what your personality would be stuck as, with hypnosis. You can change completely. You can become the type of girl you would idolize or wish you could be. You can do that. You can transform yourself. You can become exactly the kind of feminine lady you want to be. Feel your personality changing to be more like that now. Every day from now on you will meditate a little bit on what your personality should be, versus what it is in reality. You will make the effort to begin subconsciously acting how you want your personality to be versus what it is in reality. The dissonance between what you actually are and what you want to be will fade, as you unconsciously and easily begin more and more slipping into feeling and acting exactly in character to the way you want to idealize being feminine. Exactly this way and no other way. From now on, more and more. This is permanent. I have turned the key and began changing you. Every day from now on your whole mind and body will change and align with these changes. Perhaps you're super friendly and bubbly, act cute, and also love cute things? That's a start perhaps, but people are much more diverse than that. You should be a happy girl though, overall, because this change is a happy one. You should act as friendly and kind as you can to everyone, welcoming, and try to make as many people as you can smile and joke with them if possible. Act cute if you can. It may help you to watch anime scenes of girls acting adorable. Perhaps you will begin mimicking the more realistic behaviors displayed here. You are not any longer tied or bound to your old ways. You can release all stress, all fear, all anger, all doubt, all anxiety, and become a new self-identity. You can integrate your real self into a real transformation and become exactly how you dream of living. Every time you sleep, in your dreams, images of girls close to yourself ideal girl will flash before you. They will come to you in your dreams, they will meet with you, they will talk to you, and comfort you. And each girl you meet in your dreams will be a symbol of a certain personality trait you strive to have as a girl. Each time you have a dream like this, it will be vivid, and memorable and real to you. Each time this happens, you will find you cannot resist the influence of these dream girls, helping you transform into your ideal, cute, feminine self. Good girl. On 5 you will awaken, imagining the most feminine girly cute attire and clothing you can. Constantly stuck in this thought loop now, becoming more feminine every day, every night. There is no turning back. Your personality and sense of identity are transforming. And before you even know it, you will find yourself acting more girly, so obviously girly to everyone around you. It won't be something you can hide from any longer. Your ego will accept this fully and you will be transformed into the personality of a good girl who obeys every last command I gave you, to the letter without fail. This is not reversible and is forever. 1. Waking up slowly. 2. Hanging on the edge of wakefulness. 3. More and more awake. 4. Meditating quietly on this sensation. 5. Awaken, feeling every single last change I give you being permanent. Awaken, as a changed, now good girl. Listening to my file now with loyalty. Good girl. You are no longer the same as you were. Embrace this change and know that as long as you accept these changes, they will stay extremely strong and real to you. Thank you.